It's Wednesday night, and that means it's time to catch up with head coach of the Bartlesville football team, John McKee, during the John McKee Show, as we're live from Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall. Special thanks to Taco Mayo and OK Federal Credit Union for bringing you the John McKee Show this evening, where we preview Bartlesville's game this Friday and talk about all things Bruin football. Let's head out to Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall with the coach. It's the John McKee Show on K1.
Hello and welcome to Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall. Evan Farbach, Bartlesville head football coach John McKee, and also Bruin defensive lineman Noah Bass, wishing you a very pleasant Wednesday evening. Bartlesville coming off a bye week. Bruins most recently played all the way back on September the 30th. Bartlesville coming off a win, beat the Wildcats in Ponca City 42-20. And Coach McKee, I know we talked about it at nauseam a couple times now, but another bye week, another week where you guys did not have a game on Friday, and I know that the first one felt peculiar to you, and I would guess the second one felt much the same.
Well, yeah, this one was maybe a little bit worse. the first one came at a great time where we needed the rest, we needed the time off to kind of heal up because we had a bunch of guys that were injured, and but we've since got those guys back, but the second one I would rather not have, but because we did went over to Ponca City and played well and got a victory and would like to keep that momentum going another week, but it is what it is, but we got another week off, and so we've had some really good practices between now and our last outing, which was at Ponca City, and so we're ready for the Sepulpa Chieftains.
Yep, and didn't play this past Friday because they had a scheduled game against Capitol Hill. That game was not played because the Red Wolves, I guess they used to be the Redskins, but the Red Wolves did not play a district schedule this year despite being in the Bruins district. I know that you mentioned last week and obviously again earlier in this program that you probably would have rather have played that game and keeping your guys fresh a little bit and kept that momentum going a bit. But are there any positives for having another week to heal up? Anything that you can glean of the positive note after not playing again on Friday?
Well, I mean,
it looks like you're searching pretty hard.
you're reaching there, man. But no, I mean, it gave us another opportunity, especially last week, to work on ourselves and concentrate on that and kind of reevaluate and if we would have put it, add some stuff, take some stuff out, especially offensively. There's always goods and there's, there's negatives too, especially this time of year. Well, like I said, we come off a win and you would like to keep that momentum going and keep playing like I said, it is what it is. And it was a chance for us to reevaluate and get some good quality practices in. I thought we had really good practices last week. We had a couple of good ones this week. So hopefully it turns out good for us. But we got four games left on our schedule, and we need to go, get a couple of more victories to secure our spot in the, on the playoffs, which that's one of our goals at the outset of the year is to make the playoffs. And then once we get in, we'll see what happens.
And that makes this one at Sepulpa important one. Chieftains are 0-6. We'll talk about Sepulpa a little bit more coming up later on in the program after we speak with the Bartlesville defensive lineman Noah Bass this evening. I would guess that you guys kept the schedule the same as you did the last bye week. You worked on the Chieftains so far this week, and then last week a little bit of introspective and working on some things you felt like needed work.
No doubt. We got all our film exchange done this past weekend, so we spent the majority of this week working on the Chieftains and kind of what they do and what we can do to try to take advantage of some of the stuff that they do, and all the game planning and all that stuff goes in this week. But I think we've got a really good game plan, offensively and defensively. Coach Rice and Coach Poole, who have both been on this show, do a really great job of game planning and trying to get our kids in the right spots and so that they can be successful. Coach Reynolds, our special teams coach, has done a great job this week the past 2 weeks of, kind of revamping our special teams, and I think we're ready to go.
On the injury front, obviously Garrett is still coming off that tweak of his left ankle. And then I know another guy that you expected to start this year, Jamone Oaktree, is still injured. I thought we could get an update on those couple of guys. Obviously, Garrett's been playing. He's played a couple weeks in a row. I assume that he's progressing as you would like with that knee 3 weeks after he first played. I guess that would have been against Muskogee.
Yeah, and I talked a little bit about this with Mike Tupa today from the Bartlesville Examiner. But, you know, Garrett's a guy that we knew needed reps, valuable reps, you know, kind of in the moment, in the pocket, kind of in the fire, so to speak. But he got those and during fall camp, and you go to the first game and had a really good first game. Came out of the box, you know, threw for 300-something yards, whatever it was, and then he gets injured and, you know, kind of out for a couple of weeks. And so it was a setback for him. But, I thought he had a really good game versus Ponca City, and he's had really good practices the last couple of weeks. Again, getting those valuable reps that he needed. So, you know, he was there and took a step back, but I think he's right back in the fold, and the game is starting to slow down for him a little bit. So that's a good thing.
And it looked like to me, and I know we talked about this following the Muskogee game, but I saw it even more so against Ponca City, that he continues to have more confidence on that
sure.
knee that injury he had against Owosso. And haven't seen him really take off. And well, he had a rushing touchdown, so I take that back. He did have a 8 or 9 yard rushing touchdown against Ponca City, but maybe we'll see something reminiscent of that before halftime display against McAllister on Friday night against the Chieftains.
No doubt. I mean, Garrett's a tremendous athlete, and you know, anytime we can get him outside the pocket or in the run game, he's a great athlete. Got great skills, great speed, and he can get the job done. So hopefully that's something we can take advantage of going forward.
I know Jamone Oaktree, how is he progressing? Is there any news on that?
I know that Jamone is looking good. He got out and he's been moving around a little bit. And I think he goes back to the doctor next week or so. And we'll see where he's at. But he's progressing nicely. And hopefully we can get him back before the end of the year. And, you know, because I want that for him.
He's a senior, obviously.
Yeah, he's a senior and was playing so well in fall camp and doing some really good things. And it's just, you know, just unfortunate that he had that Jones fracture in his foot, just planted wrong. It's one of those things that happens, unfortunately. But I want him to, you know, get healthy and get him back in the fold so he can finish out his senior year on a positive note.
You guys are halfway done now with the season, believe it or not. You're only 4 weeks remaining in the regular season. You got four games, boom, 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 right in a row here to end out the regular season. Of course, November 4th, I think, is that final Friday when the regular season ends. Halfway point, what do you think are the biggest strengths and weaknesses thus far through five games and then a couple bye weeks for you guys' team?
Well, I mean, we've had a lot of ups and downs. I mean, you know, we had came out the gate and had a really good game against, McAllister, which was a good big victory for us. Then we suffered through some tough, tough injuries after that game that kind of, you know, put us on the defensive a little bit. But we battled through it and we got through it, and some guys got some valuable reps that, you know, probably ordinary wouldn't have gotten. So so hopefully that's going to bode well for us going forward in the rest of the year, and hopefully we can, you know, get into the playoffs and then make a run once we get there.
I know I was thinking about this as I was getting ready for the program this morning. I was thinking about Jamone Oaktree and thought he should probably be getting about ready to run around and things, just as you mentioned. And how nice is it? I mean, obviously you'd like to have your senior, one of your what ended up being three returning starters on defense in there in the fire, but how nice is it to see Ethan Harris come out there and perform really well at his spot? And I know that'll benefit him not only for the rest of this year if you happen to get Jamone back, but also in the future as well.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. I mean, he like I said, he's one of those kids that's gotten, you know, some valuable reps. A guy like Angel Higuereta, another guy that has gotten a lot of reps, another senior, but yeah, I mean, those are invaluable, and hopefully they bode well for us, you know, going forward.
What do you think since that week one game against McAllister up until now,
where you've seen the biggest improvements thus far this year?
Oh, I think without a question, it's the biggest improvement we've had is with our offensive line. You know, those guys are starting to gel a little bit and starting to get some cohesiveness there and some camaraderie with some, you know, because that's been a kind of a revolving door, especially early on in the year. But last couple of weeks, you know, we've got a unit in there that's playing really well. You know, we get Caleb Eves back, I believe, a week ago. So he's been practicing for 2 weeks. It adds depth to our offensive line. Cooper Davis. Cooper Davis is a kid that senior that has been a backup, you know, most of his career, but he's gotten the opportunity to jump in there, and he's done a really good job for us. I'm really proud of Cooper, and so he's going to continue in that starting spot to come, you know, this Friday against the Chieftains. But I think overall, the biggest improvement, again, to answer your question, is our offensive line, without question.
Bartlesville head football coach John McKee. It's the John McKee Show this evening, 6:30 to 7 o'clock every Wednesday night, live from Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall. Bruins coming off another bye week, did not play against Capitol Hill. They will be at Sepulpa against the Chieftains, 7 o'clock kickoff on Friday night. We'll take our first break in the program, and when we come back, we'll talk with Bartlesville senior nose guard defensive lineman Noah Bass. He's coming up next. You're listening to the John McKee Show on K1.
For a great lunch or dinner, check out Garfield's Restaurant in Washington Park Mall. From burgers to steaks or seafood, Garfield's has something for the entire family. Garfield's is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Whether you're entertaining a client, taking a break from shopping, or wanting something different and great, go to Garfield's Restaurant in Washington Park Mall.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Celebrating an anniversary? Call KWON at 336-1001 and tell us or email us at radio@bartlesvilleradio.com. As each morning, we announce anniversaries and select one lucky couple to win a $10 Sterling's Grill gift certificate. Let us help you celebrate that special day. Just call us at 336-1001 or email us with the names and date, and we'll add it to the anniversary announcements. Happy anniversary from your friends at Bartlesville Radio.
Welcome back to Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall. Evan Farbach, Bartlesville head football coach John McKee, and also Bruins starting nose guard Noah Bass with you this evening, getting set for the Bruins at Sepulpa on Friday night. It is the John McKee Show on K1 at 6:30 to 7 o'clock every Wednesday evening from Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall. Noah Bass joins us this evening. Noah, why don't you go ahead and tell people your position, your number, all that good stuff. Kind of introduce yourself here.
All right, well, I play nose guard, number 53. I've been playing since freshman year. Yeah, that's about it.
Junior high football? No?
I played in Sand Springs and moved here to Bartlesville freshman year.
So you've been a Barson, this is your fourth year now?
Yeah.
How do you like Bartlesville so far?
Oh, I'm liking it a lot so far.
So far.
A lot better than almost, Sand Springs.
Yeah, I would guess so. You're almost on your way out. Do you have plans for what you want to do when you're done here?
Go to a good college somewhere, become a coach one day.
Would you like to play at the next level, or you're just looking to study?
I mean, if I get the offer, I'd love to. If not, start getting the workforce.
Any idea where you think you'd like to go next year?
I'd really like to go to Oklahoma State.
You're an Oklahoma State guy?
Oh, yeah.
You have parents that went there?
Oh, yeah, my dad did.
Very cool. Yep. So far this season, 2-3, obviously. You're a senior. Coach McKee has brought all the seniors. We had a defensive lineman a couple of weeks ago as well, and you know, you're a guy that was through the fire last year and a team that challenged for the state championship, and now this year
And I wouldn't say it's necessarily a rebuilding year, but you've got a younger team, a new group of guys. What has it been like going from that year as a junior, this year as a senior?
I mean, it's a lot different. You know, we all the seniors having to step up, become leaders this year. It's not something we've been used to. We've had a lot of seniors that have been starting since their first year, and they've always been leaders to us, so it's a lot different to come in this year.
Give you a chance to talk about a couple of the other seniors on defense who have come in here and spoken with us on this program. DeAndre Williams and also Easton Hammonds, both have done a great job kind of leading you guys on the defensive side of the football. How has it been kind of mixing up with them for your senior seasons this year?
Oh, it's great. Those guys are both really good players. They're just really tough guys. They work hard.
What do you think about these bye weeks?
I'm not a fan of them.
Yeah,
it's weird. Friday nights, not having anything to do.
So what did you do? What did you do with your Friday evening this past Friday?
Actually, I just stayed home. Hung out with the family.
Hung out?
Yep.
What do you like to do when you're not playing football or practicing or studying?
I love fishing. I love going golfing. Just hanging out
the
house.
What do you shoot in the golf there?
Oh, boy. Rather not say.
Oh, come on. I'll tell you if you tell me. It can't be any worse than me.
Oh, my lowest score was an 87.
Okay, that's probably better than mine. I think my lowest is about 91. And I golf all the time. I've probably golfed a lot longer than you. Who do you think is the best golfer on the team?
Oh, boy.
Do you play with anybody?
Yeah, I played with Easton Hammonds, and I'll probably have to give it to him. Easton.
And so he's better than you?
On my off days, yeah. I can drive it farther.
I would hope that the best golfer on the team could shoot better than an 87 low. No offense to Noah. So you think Easton's the best?
Yeah, a little bit. Not much,
Coach
though.
Coach McKee, do you know of any other golfers that could shoot better than 87? No?
Probably besides myself.
Well, yeah, I'm talking about high schoolers. Okay.
Best golfer on their team. I would probably have to say...
Easton looks like a golfer, I can tell you that.
John Cone's pretty good, too, though.
Okay. What else do you like to do? Fish? What's the biggest fish?
Oh, it's kind of hard. I've caught a lot of big fish. That's all I go for is the big ones.
That's all you go for is the big ones. That's good that you can target them out like that.
Yep.
Favorite movie?
Probably Remember the Titans.
Yeah, that's a good one, isn't it? That is a good one. Favorite TV show?
American Horror Story.
Okay.
Love
and that's on the Netflix there. What else do you watch on Netflix?
I watch a lot of Family Guy.
Okay.
A lot of just cartoony shows.
Cartoony shows?
Yeah.
American Horror Story isn't really a cartoony show, though. Yeah. Noah, who else, who are your buddies on the team?
I hang out with DeAndre Williams a lot, Angel Higuereta, Ryan Haney. Those are my three main guys right there.
He's kind of, DeAndre Williams is kind of a character, isn't he?
Oh, he's a goofball.
He was on the program a couple weeks ago. Yep. Talking with Noah Bass, Bartlesville senior, a nose guard defensive lineman for the Bruins here on the John McKee Show. Bartlesville getting set for a game at Sepulpa on Friday night. Big game for you guys on Friday against the Chieftains. Coach McKee made it pretty plain, and I think anyone that can kind of do math, it's pretty obvious. You need to win a couple more. You've got games against Booker T and Bixby. Those are going to be two teams kind of fighting with Muskogee for the district championship. And then you've got Sepulpa and Sand Springs. And what are your thoughts going into the Chieftain's house on a Friday?
Well, we've had a lot of good practices. If we just come together, do what we can do, I think we'll come out with a victory.
Bartlesville senior nose guard Noah Bass with us this evening on the John McKee Show. So you're an Oklahoma State guy. Other favorite sports teams? Who do you cheer for? Pro football?
Pro football, I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, and probably a Houston Texans fan.
Houston Texans. Now, who do you cheer for if Houston and Dallas play each other?
Probably Houston.
Houston?
Yeah.
J.J. Watt guy?
J.J. Watt fan,
a defensive lineman?
Yeah.
You could do some J.J. Watt stuff out there on Friday. I'm sure that would make Coach McKee happy. Coach, you have a question for Mr. Noah Bass?
Yeah, what's it like to be, living with DeAndre Williams? What's that like?
Oh, it's entertaining. It's really entertaining. You never get a boring moment. That's for sure.
Noah, we appreciate your time so much.
Thanks for
coming here this evening. Best of luck to you on Friday and the rest of the season, okay?
Thank you.
Bartlesville senior defensive lineman Noah Bass this evening on the John McKee Show. We'll take a break, come back, and Coach McKee and I will preview the Chieftains, Bartlesville and Sepulpa getting going. It's a district game number 3 for BHS on Friday night. You can hear it here on K1, and we'll preview it on K1 in just a second. We're at Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall for the John McKee Show on AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Making good food choices on the go used to mean a veggie sub with no mayonnaise. Or removing the meat from a burger and eating the bun and the lettuce. My, how things have changed, thanks to Taco Mayo. Taco Mayo's Little Big Bowls make good choices easy with a list of fresh ingredients as long as your well-toned arm. Fresh tomatoes, fresh onions, fresh lettuce, fresh seasoned chicken, fresh rice, fresh made pico de gallo, fresh salsa, fresh made guacamole from hand-sliced avocados, fresh cilantro. That's why we call it Fresh Mex. Try the Mexicali Little Big Bowl combo with a Diet Coke for just 447 calories. Or the Cilantro Lime Little Big Bowl combo at our Fresh Mex locations. Just 335 calories with any diet beverage or fresh fruit iced tea. Or maybe the Insalata Little Big Bowl combo with hand-sliced romaine lettuce. Just 271 calories with a diet drink. And all three Little Big Bowl combos are about $6 each. Great food choices on the go made easy. That's the Little Big Bowl combos at Taco Mayo. Little on calories, big on satisfaction.
Visit Taco Mayo in Bartlesville on Frank Phillips Boulevard, across from the hospital.
KWON loves birthdays. Each morning, we announce all area birthdays, and one name is chosen to receive a certificate for a birthday meal from one of the following great restaurants: Ding's Real Pit Barbecue, La Fiesta, Sterling's Grill, and Freddy's Steak Burgers and Frozen Custard. If you or someone you know has an upcoming birthday, call us at 918-336-1001 and give us the details. We'll announce their name and maybe choose them as our daily winner in our KWON Birthday Club.
Welcome back to Garfield's in the Washington Park Mall. Hope that your Wednesday evening's going well. Coach McKee was relaying to us before the program that he's a fan of this weather.
Absolutely.
I know you said you could do without the rain, but mid-50s, that's not shabby?
Mid-50s, mid-60s, perfect.
And I would guess that probably ties into football a little bit. I think that's good football playing weather, is it not?
No kidding. Here we are, October, whatever we are, 13th, whatever it is.
Yeah,
but
12th, I think.
Yeah, I mean, but the weather has been, it's been unseasonably warm for this time of year. I'm ready for the cooler weather to move in. Now, I don't like it really cold, but nice fall, crisp, cool weather. Love it.
May have some of that on Friday evening. Forecast in Sepulpa shows a high of 72 that day. Maybe some rain early on, but overnight low of 61, so we may be in the 60s by the time that thing kicks off.
Perfect.
That wouldn't be too shabby at all.
Perfect.
Speaking of Sepulpa,
weather.
Bartlesville goes there on Friday night. Chieftains 0-6, 0-3 in district play under first-year head coach Robert Borgstadt. Borgstadt was the defensive coordinator for Sand Springs in the 5 years prior to him moving over. Now, what's the highway that connects Sand Springs? Is that 70? There's a highway that connects Sand Springs and Sepulpa. That's that big rivalry. Now, I can't remember it anymore. I know.
Yeah.
Everyone's
know.
Probably yelling at me. Chieftains went 2-8 last year. You guys beat Sepulpa this past season, 56-21. Chieftains, I mentioned, 0-3 in district play. They've really had to kind of go through the ringer this far. They played Booker T and Bixby. 45-point loss to Booker T. Lost to Bixby last week, 62-17. They also have a 28-point loss to Sand Springs. Obviously a tough year for the Chieftains, Coach McKee, but they do have some threats on offense. Just looking at them a little bit, Cameron Elder is their first-year starting quarterback, and he's a guy that's pretty dangerous. He can run it and throw it. He has been throwing the ball pretty well thus far this year, 98 for 155 passing, nearly 1,000 yards through their first six games. And he also is their leading rusher and has the most rushes on the team. So he's kind of a dual threat out of the backfield.
Yeah, no doubt. They have some scary skill guys that we're going to have to contend with, guys that, if they get the ball in their hand, then they're capable of taking it to the house at any moment. So we're going to have to do a good job of tackling in space, which we've worked on this past week, and we've done a good job of. But obviously, they present some threats to us. You mentioned Coach Borgstadt, the defensive coordinator for last year at Sand Springs, but is the head coach now. He's doing a good job. I have a tremendous amount of respect for him.
I think he's going to do a great, great job there. I think that was a great hire by Sepulpa, and they're going to do good things. But as long as they don't ever beat us. So,
as long as they don't beat good things on
right.
Friday. Yeah,
that's right. But, yeah, I mean, you know, the quarterback that you mentioned, very elusive guy. He likes to get on the edge. He likes to get outside the pocket and kind of, have that run-pass option. But, you know, our defensive ends, you know, speaking of DeAndre Williams, we mentioned him here tonight. He's going to have to do a good job along with Braden Wano of containing him and not letting him get outside the pocket, trying to keep him contained as much as we can and hopefully force him into some bad decisions.
I will say another thing for Sand Springs, just watching them a little bit today on film, Cameron Elder, their quarterback, does like to move around and get out of the pocket, and lots of times it's because he's forced to. They don't do a terribly great job of pass blocking. I saw a lot of front faces of the offensive lineman looking backwards as the guy that they were trying to block was running past them into the backfield there, so I'm sure that that's something that you guys feel like you might be able to exploit and get to him a little bit. And, of course, if you do that, you have to keep him contained, because if he does get outside and there's not someone spying him, he could certainly take off with his feet and make you pay for it.
No doubt. I mean, and that's what I alluded to. Hopefully we can get some pressure up the middle and force him to those edge guys that hopefully will be waiting on him. But, you know, you look at those films, you mentioned that they played a Booker T and they played a Bixby. Those are two tough defenses that they've had to play thus far. You know, the Evers kid from Bixby is really, really good and kind of dominated that football game last Friday. So hopefully we can do some of the same things and force them into some bad situations and get some turnovers defensively, and that'll bode well for us.
Trevin Eakes and Jerquan Sanders, probably their two biggest guys back on offense, both skill guys, as you mentioned. They're both wide receivers. Inks is a guy who I remember calling his name quite a bit last year.
Right.
I know he's been a starter for them the last couple of years, and those are their top two wide receivers that are back. Marcus Henderson, their tailback, only 45 carries through six games, only 200 yards in the season, so they'll run it a lot from that quarterback spot. I haven't had that much, although that is 4.5 yards per carry for Mr. Henderson, but
sure.
It appears like if they're going to run it, they try to run it with their quarterback, Cameron Elder, almost before they do it with the tailback.
Well, and a lot of that is dictated by, the teams that they're playing, the looks that they're getting. And as I mentioned, playing the Bixby is very tough. And a lot of times they're in a lot of, second and long, third and long situations where they're forced to throw the football. So
and probably behind in the game.
Sure, absolutely. So, they're capable of running the football. It's not, one of their strong suits, obviously. But we are going to have to do a good job, as I mentioned, of tackling guys in space, because they're going to do a good job of getting their guys, their speedy, shifty wideouts, the ball in space and letting those guys go and making plays. So if we can, have a good night of open field tackling, then I think we're going to be fine.
Sepulpa plays a 3-4 defense. They've given up 42.1 points per game this year. You talked about the fact that a lot of that has to do with their schedule. They've already had to play a Booker T. Washington and a Bixby as well. But I'm sure that you'd like to see you guys play a little bit more crisp on the offensive side of the football, even against Ponca City, where you scored 42 points. I think you probably feel like you left some on the board in a few of those drives against the Wildcats.
Well, no doubt. I mean, and a lot of that is again self-inflicted. Either we have a mental breakdown or a mental bust, we shoot ourselves in the foot with a dumb penalty at a bad time. So we need to clean some of that stuff up offensively, because we can't, go first and second down and have positive yardage, and then on third down have a dumb penalty that puts us in a long yardage situation. So hopefully we can clean some of that stuff up and move forward.
Still see, it seems like more of those when you're in the red zone or on a third down. Is that still kind of a symptom of getting just a little bit too excited on a big play, perhaps?
No doubt. I mean, that's going to happen with a young team like we have. But as I mentioned, we've gained so much with our offensive line cohesiveness that I think we've eliminated a lot of those problems.
Bartlesville head football coach John McKee, once again, Bruins with their third district game of the season at Sepulpa coming up on Friday night. Sepulpa 0-6. Bruins are 2-3. Chieftains 0-3 in district play. Bartlesville 1-1. Coach McKee, appreciate it. Looking forward to Friday night. Hopefully we keep that weather down for you, about 65 degrees or so. That would be nice.
Well, I appreciate that. If you could do that, that'd be great.
Yeah.
And before we go off the air, I just want to say this because you know, Bartlesville High School lost a tremendous young man this past weekend, and Drake Yancey. And just want the listeners out there, if you're listening, keep his family in your thoughts and your prayers, because it's just unfortunate, sad thing.
Yeah.
And just hate it.
And stuff like that doesn't happen in Bartlesville very often, so it's tremendously sad. And I know that the whole high school has been thinking about that all week. Coach McKee, appreciate it.
Thank you.
For John McKee and also Noah Bass, I'm Evan Farbach, and thanks to Trey Stumpf doing a good job back in the studio as always. That'll be it for the John McKee Show. If you missed some of it, we'll have it on our website later on this week at BartlesvilleRadio.com. And don't forget, you can listen to the Bruins and Chieftains coming up on Friday night right here on K1 and also on our website at BartlesvilleRadio.com. From Garfields in the Washington Park Mall, have a great Wednesday. I'm Evan Farbach. That's the John McKee Show. We'll see you next week.